This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Throwing money at the problem.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. What a week. Lehman Brothers went belly up, Merrill Lynch was bought at a bargain basement price, and AIG, the biggest insurer on the planet, became the property of Uncle Sam. And now Washington Mutual is desperately seeking a buyer. The country's biggest savings and loan says it can't raise the money it needs to stay afloat. That, of course, is the big problem right now. Borrowing costs for U.S. companies have skyrocketed and businesses can't get cash. Today, the world's main central banks banded together to try to solve that problem. They introduced emergency measures to inject billions of dollars into the global markets. The Bank of Japan made about $60 billion available. The European Central Bank offered up $40 billion in overnight funds. Ralph Adkins is with the Financial Times. Ralph, this is a pretty massive action.
Yes, it's another evolution in all the weapons they've been using to try and solve this financial market crisis. Basically, what's happened is that the Federal Reserve over there has agreed to pump an extra $180 billion of dollars into financial markets around the world. It's been divvied up amongst the various banks, Bank of Canada as well, but the European Central Bank and the Bank of England and the Swiss National Bank in Europe are going to be pumping extra dollars into markets to try and free things up a bit and calm some of the tensions.
How will this infusion of cash help global economies?
Well, I think immediately it's about helping financial markets, about helping banks that need the dollars because of all the difficulties that have been happening over on Wall Street and all the problems they've got into following the collapse of Lehman's and the problems at AIG and so on. So it's about helping financial markets. The effects on economies, on the U.S. economy and even the European economies will take much longer to come through. I mean, obviously, there's the confidence effects. There's the problems that ordinary companies might have in getting money. But I think it takes some time before we quite know what all that impact's going to amount to.
And it seems investors are responding pretty positively.
Yes, that's true. Yep, we've certainly seen a bounce back in financial markets today. I have to say, I mean, I think this was not a big surprise. I think there was sort of expectation that central banks would have to do something more after all the extraordinary events we've seen in New York and over there generally in recent days. So it wasn't a huge surprise that they took this action. But I think investors are still going to be worried about very much about what this all means for the world economy. And those are sort of uncertainties about the world economy that I just mentioned. We really don't know what's going to happen to the U.S. economy. And what happens to the U.S. economy is, of course, crucial to economy in Germany, where I'm sitting at the moment, which is very dependent on world demand for its products to grow.
Ralph Adkins is the bureau chief for the Financial Times in Frankfurt. Ralph, thank you for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
That government intervention has stopped the bleeding for global markets this morning. Yesterday was a humdinger on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted more than 4% to its lowest level in 3 years. That's 23% below what it was a year ago. But that central bank action is helping things this morning. Hong Kong's index had dropped more than 7.5%, but it recovered and closed about flat. European markets are up this morning. London's FTSE has added 1.75%. A big deal going down in that country this morning. British bank Lloyds will purchase the UK's biggest mortgage lender HBOS for a cool $22 billion. It will create Britain's biggest bank. Megan Williams has more.
Call it a buyout or a rescue. The deal is good for the fast-sinking HBOS and great for Lloyd's. By scooping up HBOS, whose shares lost half their value this week, Lloyd's will now control almost a third of the British mortgage market. The UK government backed the deal after HBOS depositors and lenders began pulling out their credit, fearing the company couldn't back its mortgages. Banking analyst Simon Mond says the deal bears the heavy fingerprint of government with little cost-saving advantages.
It's clearly a deal driven by the panic in credit markets. Cost savings from the deal are disappointing at only 10%. You'd expect a large in-market merger like this to be taking out at least 20% of the costs.
That said, Lloyd's will now have a quarter of the UK savings and current account market, a combined 39 million customer accounts. And, says Mon, it will also get its hands on what would, in normal times, be anti-competitive market shares. I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. By the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world. Online at shrm.org. And by Cleveland Clinic, working to redefine healthcare and the patient experience with the new Miller Family Pavilion and Glickman Tower. More at meetthebuildings.com.
The crisis on Wall Street has definitely filtered down to Main Street. Mitchell Hartman took a walk down his Main Street to see how Portland business people are faring in all of this.
Stuart Ankrum, one of the founding principals of Ankrum, Moisson, Associated Architects. Our work is very much focused on the private sector, and that requires developers that can get loans for real estate projects, and certainly if the credit market's tightening, they're slowing down. We're actively marketing. We're increasing our diversification of types of projects that we pursue. And now we're refocusing on chasing some additional medical work and institutional work that we didn't pursue before.
I'm Jessica Melander, manager of Bask in the Sun Tanning and Airbrushing. Right now, our main focus, I guess, would be just to save as much as we can, because I don't think we can really anticipate it. So every dollar we make, we try and put as much of that away as we can.
My name is Randy Hufford, and I'm president of Plus One Motorsports. Since our competition has been going out of business, we're picking up what little business there is, which is made up for any loss we would have had. So it's a strange balance.
If you have any thoughts on our current economic woes, we'd love to hear them. Send us an email, letters@marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.